Shmuel Aleph Perek Tazayin Pasuk Beis. So Shmuel has been ordered by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to stop bemoaning the fact that Shaul will no longer be king, and instead it's time for him to fill up a horn of oil, go out to Yishai in Beis Lechem, and anoint the next king, Hiroisi Bavanov Limelech, because I have seen among his sons a new king to me. Vayomer Shmuel, so Pasuk Beis, Vayomer Shmuel Echeleich. So Shmuel said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how shall I go? And he's not asking for help from Waze. He is saying, how can I go? Because the Shama Shaul Vaharagani. Because if Shaul hears about this, he will kill me. If Shaul hears that Shmuel has anointed another king, Shaul will kill him as a murder b'malchus. the Gemara tells us in Masechet Pesachim that when somebody is on a mission to fulfill a command from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he is not in any, not going to be injured. But this is only true, says the Gemara, if there's no danger imminently threatening. In Shmuel's case, there's a definite danger. The idea that Shaul is going to have him killed, and that Shaul is going to react violently, which is unfortunately not unfounded. As we're going to see later with Shaul, Shaul's violent impulses are going to come into play more and more anytime the subject of David comes up. Now, why is he afraid? Shouldn't he realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will perform Nisim for him? But in fact, we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't rebuke him for these fears. He doesn't find them inappropriate in any way, but gives him advice on how to proceed on by minimizing the danger to himself. So taking precautions when one is going on a dangerous course, the Mamloes makes comparisons to Yaakov, who was promised by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he would get Eretz Yisrael in peace. But when he's confronted in the beginning of Vayishlach by his angry brother Esav, he davens for help, he sends gifts to his brother, he protects his family, he lines them up appropriately for the greatest chance of survival. When Shaul is trying to kill David HaMelech, the man Lois brings down, the Navi Gad urged David to run away, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu had promised David that he would be the Melech, whose kingship would last for an entire dynasty. So it's not wrong to take care in a situation that's going to put you under great danger. And so Shmuel is going to do exactly that. Vayomer Hashem, so Hashem said to Shmuel, Eglas bakar tikach biyodecha. Take a female calf in your hands, ve'amarta, and you will say, Lizboach laHashem basi. I have come to sacrifice to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's a tzivui to bring this carbon. The carbon does seem to have kind of an element of deception involved. It's a subterfuge. But nevertheless, to keep shalom bayis, to keep shalom and harmony, it is actually considered, the Mamloes brings down a mitzvah to modify a story in the interest of preventing needless death or suffering. So Shaul will not seek his harm, because the calf, the egla, will be a reminder of the egla arufa, which is what happens when murder occurs, and the great emphasis that the Torah places on murder being a terrible thing will hopefully waylay Shaul, who will not then react violently by killing the Navi Hashem. We see in some of the Achronim, they point out, it never says that Shaul wasn't a tzaddik anymore. It just says that he wasn't worthy of being king anymore. So hopefully his righteousness will stand him in good stead. HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues to Shmuel, Pasuk Gimel, V'karosa liYishai bazavach, invite Yishai to the zevach, to the carbon and to the meal that you have after you bring the sacrifice. And V'anochi odiacha es asher ta'asa. And I will inform you of what you should do. He didn't reveal to Shmuel which one of the sons is going to be the king. He didn't tell him when to anoint him yet at this point. This is all going to be done to demonstrate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who is choosing David to be the Melech. And in fact, Shmuel is going to make the wrong choice several times. And we'll do a throwback when we get to those psukim about why this was going to happen. It wasn't to embarrass Shmuel, it was because Shmuel had kind of brought this upon himself. And you will anoint for me the one whom I will tell you. And Pasuk Dalet, Vayashmuel Eis Asher Diber Hashem, Vayovo Beis Lachem. So Shmuel did, as he always does, exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had told him. He came to Beis Lachem, notwithstanding his love for Shaul, he did what he was supposed to do. And immediately the people of Beis Lachem were all in a hubbub, a to-do, a hullabaloo, because Vayecher Du Ziknei Ho'ir Likraso, the elders of the city hurried to greet him. Vayechardu usually means trembling. They were getting very nervous. Vayomer shalom boecha. And he said, are you coming in peace? When the townspeople see the great Navi Hashem coming, so they're worried. They're in a flurry. Why is he coming? Had they committed some aveira? They see him carrying a calf. They're worried maybe it's Hizman for an egla rufa. Maybe they found somebody murdered near the town, which is always a bad problem, because the people of the town, as we've said earlier, are held responsible for not being malava the person to keep, make sure he was safe. Leaving, maybe this is an Egla Rufa situation. So Yishai was the senior of the Zakenim. And so Vayomer, the one who says, have you come in peace, apparently is Yishai. Has a more ominous event taken place, which has brought you here. Make sure the Ein Ra, says Mesudas David. We are hoping that there is nothing terrible that happened. And Shmuel is going to answer, no, it's nothing that you did wrong. I'm coming to bring a carbon. But of course, there's the ulterior motive of finding the true Melech Yisrael.